Improving blazar redshift constraints with the edge of the Li$alpha$ forest, 1ES 1553 plus 113 and implications for observations of the WIM, by J. Dorjo Jones et al. Blazars are some of the brightest UV and X-ray sources in the sky and are valuable probes of the elusive warm-hot intergalactic medium, WIM, T approxy meteorite light year EQ10 to the power of 5 minus 10 to the power of 7K. However, many of the brightest blazars called BL-LAC objects such as 1S 1553 plus 113 have quasi-featureless spectra and poorly constrained redshifts. Here, we significantly improve the precision of indirect redshift constraints for blazars based on the edge of the Li-alpha forest observed in their UV spectra. We develop a robust technique to constrain the redshift of a Z lower than 0.5 AGN or blazar with a 1 sigma terra uncertainty of approximate meteorite light year 0.01 using only the position of its highest redshift Li-alpha absorber with log I centimeterita caret minus 2 greater than 12.6. We use a large sample of 192 AGN, QSOs at 0.01 LSE meter Z LSE meter 0.45 that have high quality cause FUV spectra to characterize the intrinsic scatter in the gap between the AGN redshift and the edge of their Li-alpha forest. We present new cause NUV data for 1S1553 plus 113 and confirm its redshift of Z equals 0.433 using our technique. We apply our Li-alpha forest-based redshift estimation technique to 9 additional blazars with archival HST UV spectra, most of which are key targets for future X-ray missions. Our inferred redshift constraints improve estimates for 2 BL-LACs, 1S1118 plus 424 and S50716 plus 714, and are consistent with previous estimates for the rest. Our results emphasize the need to obtain further UV spectra of bright blazars, of which many have uncertain redshifts, in order to maximize the scientific value of future X-ray WIM observations that will improve our understanding of galaxy evolution. This was Improving Blazar Redshift Constraints with the Edge of the Li$alpha$ Forest, 1ES 1553 plus 113 and Implications for Observations of the WIM, by J. Dorjo Jones et al.